Hello, everybody. Welcome to Art of the Whore, a podcast looking at the art and technique behind the smut.
Each episode, we speak to one creator about an audio we enjoyed, how the concept evolved, how the writing, if any, took shape, the performing, the editing, and the marketing.
We aren't just writers and performers of audio content, we're serious consumers. And, like you, we guess, there are just some audios we cannot get enough of.
So this is intended to be fun, to be educational, and most of all, to be positive and enjoyable.
Before we introduce our first guest, as this is our inaugural episode, shall we talk about how we each got involved in audio porn and maybe how we met?
Oh, absolutely, but maybe you first.
Okay. Well, I got into audio porn because I am secretly slutty. And it's a lot easier to do that in a safe way, by recording audios as opposed to, you know, just like hoeing around. Not that there's anything wrong with that, but it's just not really where I'm at in my life. So I've always been like a crazy dirty talker. It's definitely always been a thing for me, and partners that I've been with would be like, wow, you're so good at dirty talk. Like, how did you do that? And I didn't really know what they were talking about. And it wasn't until, I guess, I started recording audios in August that I just kind of picked up my iPhone headphones, like those shitty white ones that just like come with your phone. And I just like went on a rampage. Like, I don't even know. I just was like, this is what's in my head. And I didn't think anyone would ever hear it, like at all. Me and my partner were just really turned on by it. And we were like, whatever, like we'll fuck to it. No big. And then next thing I knew, it like kind of blew up for a first post. And it was crazy, and I didn't know what was happening, or that that wasn't normal. I kind of just like didn't know anything, and now I make audio porn, like a lot. So,
I mean, I kind of know you, Elle, vaguely. I didn't know a lot of that actually, so that's really great.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, I mean, I know okay. A little bit of your backstory, but yeah, that's super interesting. I mean, for me, I've always been into erotic literature. I kind of come from an era when a lot of internet porn was text and picture-based, not a lot of video. And I've always loved erotica. And I used to read on Literotica, and they started posting audio porn files there. And at some point, I followed a performer. I'm thinking it was a woman who still records as Eve Garden, over from Literotica to GWA, but it never occurred to me to participate. And I don't know, maybe about 6 months ago, it just hit me like, maybe I could participate in some way. So I started writing. And one of the very first things I wrote, you got in contact with me, Elle, about, and you said to me, wow, Ryan, you have some really extreme kinks. And I was like, do I? Do I really? Because I didn't think I did have some extreme
kinks. It was
because
there was cum licking. There was cum licking off the floor. Nobody writes about cum licking off the floor, Ryan.
Doesn't everybody like that, Elle? I mean, that's totally normal, isn't it? Is what I think I said to you. So you said,
like, no, honey, no.
So you said you should record. And I said, nobody would ever want to hear my voice. I have such a horrible voice.
Not true.
Yeah, but I had no idea. Literally, because I only have ever listened to F for M, I never knew what kind of male voices were out there or what was appealing to people. So it's been eye-opening. I mean, I have been recording maybe a month longer than you at the most. I mean, a month less than you at the most. And it's been totally eye-opening for me, like what that means in terms of how people engage and what's interesting to them. Still totally learning.
I would also add, though, that the best, my favorite part about you, so like I was literally like searching for like cum on the floor. Like I was literally searching for like a deranged fucking script. And I found it and I'm like, I gotta talk to this motherfucker. And the only real piece of advice I had for you was like, this isn't a novel. Like, you're too good at writing. Like, you gotta like tone it down. And we were on the phone for like over an hour. I feel like we just immediately became friends. Like, it was so fast and we were just like straight chilling. And then from then on, I don't know, we've just been buds and it's like, it's so fun. You're fun.
It is. Absolutely fun. I mean, I'm having a blast. And same. I've really enjoyed and appreciated spending time with you. And that was kind of the idea behind this podcast, right? Like, we were talking about the other audios that we like, what makes them appealing, what makes them interesting. And it just occurred to us, like, maybe we could get some people to come talk to us about how they made the things they're making.
Yeah, like the audios that fucking slap. Those exactly. ones.
So... You found our first guest for today.
I did. So today our guest is someone near and dear to my heart. She was probably like the first female friend that I made on GWA. And I was just so taken with her, like... Everything about her audios, from the way that they're edited, to her voice, to her delivery, her tone, like, I just was obsessed with her. And I'm like, I don't even know why she wants to talk to me, but, like, I'll take it. And, yeah, I live for her. So, without further ado, Allie, welcome.
Hello. Welcome. I feel like there was, like, a really big build-up, and I'm just here, like, hi, hello. Like, I promise I make audio for
Oh, my God. You're fine.
Hello.
Hi. Hi. Hello. Hi.
So, Allie, I get that you're a super modest lady, which is very sweet. But we loved the audio we're going to talk about today. Like, honestly, it's so creative, so interesting. I love high concept stuff. It's totally high concept. And
agree.
You did an unbelievable job.
Oh, thank
Slapped
you.
It so fucking hard. Honestly, when I heard that audio, like, because, like, you released it and... I was, like, doing stuff around my house, and I, like, who doesn't listen to porn, like, literally constantly? And so I heard it, and I just, like, couldn't even function. Like, I couldn't even do what I was doing anymore, which never happens to me because I listen to so much porn that, like, I feel like I'm kind of immune to getting turned on by it. But I was like, this fucks. Like, this fucking fucks so hard. It's probably one of my all-time favorite audios, like, ever.
So, Elle, we should probably tell the listeners, or the listener, if we're lucky enough to have one, what audio we're talking about.
Allie, why don't you tell us?
Yeah, so the audio is called Can You Resist Coming for $1 Million? And it is just as zany as the title sounds. It's a five-tier game show. Well, the audio is set in a five-tier game show where the listener just has to not come in each round. And, of course, as with any game show, with each round you gain more money as the longer you last. And honestly, like, I was a bit scared to do it at first. Like, I was a bit scared to try the audio at first because I was like, it'd be pretty embarrassing if I was like, oh, I bet you can't come, and I bet you can't resist coming, and then the comments are going to be like, yeah, I could, and I would just be super demoralized by that, but thankfully people are really nice, but yeah, that's the audio.
I read through the comments, I didn't see a lot of that in there.
I couldn't resist, and I was doing my dishes. Like, that slapped so hard, Allie. And who was the script by the way, so we can give a shout
the
out?
The script was by ADPP username. Okay. Yeah, I think that's how you say his name. I'm going to DM him right after this just to make sure.
And it was almost a year old when you filled it. Like, how did you find it?
Okay, so my listeners know that I'm pretty notorious for picking up really old scripts. So I think the oldest script I've done was like 6 years old, I think. Nowadays, because like scripts can get really, really popular, I feel like before they didn't really get the chance to get as popular as like an audio would on GWA. I kind of feel the pressure to, like, if I were to pick like a newer script, I'd feel the pressure to fill it as soon as possible so that I don't post a fill on the same day as another like creator. But with older script, it's kind of like somebody would have to dig really, really deep, and it's not as likely that somebody else is going to post a fill. So it's mostly just me, like, wanting to not worry about, like, having to do the same content as other people.
I love that. I feel exactly the same way.
Oh my god. So strategic. So beautiful. So, like, can we just rewind a little bit? Because what I want to know is, how did you start doing audio porn? Like, how?
Okay, so I usually give two really different answers, but I feel like they kind of do, like, fit into their own greater narrative of how I joined. So the first thing I used to tell people was that my friend dared me to join, which is true. Somebody dared me to make an audio, I thought it was funny, and then I posted one. People liked it, and I was like, oh, okay, I guess I'll just keep doing this. And then the second story I tell people is that I used to listen to, like, Safe for Work audios on YouTube. That's another place that people tend to post audios. And, I followed them around online, not knowing that they had an NSFW persona. So that was a pretty nice surprise, and I stumbled upon GWA that way. But that was like a few years ago, and I didn't really know like GWA, so I didn't really stick around until this year.
You've been recording for a year now-ish?
6 months. Just hit my six-month anniversary. Months. Yes.
Happy half anniversary.
Thank you, thank you.
So did you know, because I feel like for me, I was like, oh, I'm literally obsessed with this. Like, I think it took me all of 5 seconds to be like, oh, this is my new favorite thing. And I'm curious what the experience was like for you in that way.
Oh, boy. I had a ball making this audio. It was so freaking funny. Like, I think nowadays when I make audios, I think less about making people, like, come and more about making something that people can, like, enjoy and, like, maybe laugh at. And sure. I think, yeah, that was definitely the aim of this audio. I brought it up with my good friend Walter. He goes by u/escapedterrorist on Reddit. You can already tell he's a very fun person.
Love him.
And I was like, I really want to fill this script. And he was like, oh my god, the directions we can take this. We're like this little supervillain duo out to wreak havoc and make GWA a lot more chaotic than it currently is. And yeah, we got the idea to really just do whatever we wanted with this audio. We got permission from the writer, of course. You gotta get permission from the writer. And yeah, it was just super fun. He wrote a little monologue, a little commercial that we added to the very end just to give it that game show feel. And yeah, it was pretty, I think I strayed pretty far away from the question. I just got absorbed in that little conversation I had with Walter joking about the script. Sorry.
Honestly,
no, you're fine.
Honestly, Allie, like, I'm not gonna say the commercial is my favorite part of the performance, but it's my favorite part of the performance. It's so good.
Good, it's mine too.
So, did you figure out in that first conversation with Walter, with Escape Terrorist, what the ultimate like presentation of the audio was going to be, or was it a process over time that you were talking about it and figuring out how you're going to change it up?
So the thing with us is that we don't really take time to think about things. We kind of just do them. So we just like got the idea of a commercial in our head and we were just like, let's do it. And then he started adding on some really wacky things like it should be a commercial for bimbification gas. And I can because like he does a lot of cameos and he's mainly an author, but he does a lot of cameos and like in VA films, and he was like, I can be your husband and you'll be my wife trying to like bimbo yourself up, and it's going to be this sort of it's going to be like mocking the 50s archetype of that sexist commercial where the wife has to please her husband and like tries everything she can. And that's what it ended up being. Like, get your bimbification gas today. That was like the tagline. And it was just, I don't know how he comes up with these things. It's crazy.
So good though. So good. So creative. So fun. So one of the things that I really, really love about this audio are the sound effects. So how did you find them? Did you edit them yourself? Like, how did that process go?
So, yeah, the thing with me is that I love editing and I love sound effects and I just really like the whole audio engineering aspect behind creating audios. I know a lot of creators swear by like, oh, I don't add any effects to my audios. I'm the exact opposite of that. But, you know, whatever works for everybody, like something works differently for everybody. So what I usually do is I go on freesound.org. It's the mecca for all amateur VAs. Mm-hmm. And I just looked up a bunch of zany, like, boings and all the really wacky sound effects you find on game shows. I watched a lot of game shows. Like, I watched a bunch of Jeopardy to prepare for the audio. And
oh, my God, you put so much research in.
I tried my best to make my audios as immersive as possible because if I want to go full out, like, I really want to go full out.
And you do.
Consistently. You really, really do.
Like, full level. I remember listening to this audio and being like, oh, I'm, like, really bad.
No.
Like, I was like, oh, this is, like, it. Like, I got to get it the fuck together, stat.
Okay, but it's here's so the thing. Good. Like, I think the reason I'm so into sound effects is because I feel like I have to make up for the fact that I'm, like, kind of awkward in real life and I can't really do, like, improvs or realistic things. So I have to make it as surreal and detached from reality as possible. And sound effects kind of come in that way.
It's really interesting that you say that, though, because, like, I know you, I guess, as much as you can know someone who you don't fully know their identity. Mm-hmm. And I talk to you often and I don't find you awkward.
Really?
So I don't.
Yeah.
Just saying. Not trying to make you feel awkward right now. I realize that may have just happened and I'm sorry. But yeah, no, I mean, I think that's interesting that you say that though, because when I initially joined, I kind of didn't understand why people went all out with side effects. The longer that I do it, I feel like it adds so much to the experience. I mean, really, I don't think, for whatever your reason is for doing it, I think it just makes what would have already been a really stellar audio just that much better, honestly.
I also think, you know, there's room on GWA for everything, for sure, and there's tons of value in a straight up, you know, audio about a blowjob or whatever. But what I really love, I mean, what inspired me to participate as a creator were the boundary pushing things where it felt like an audiobook or it felt like a film or it felt like a TV show. It felt like something more than just somebody moaning into a microphone. And that I find extremely inspiring. So I love it that you put that effort in. Where, can I ask, did the music come from? Because the music is so crazy perfect for this particular
audio. Okay, so I guess the main reason I included music in this audio and why I include music in a lot of my audios is that I'm a big believer in, like, setting the mood and stuff, and I felt like this show host, or, like, the person I'm playing in this audio, they would probably want to, like, maximize their ability to extract the cummies from the listener. And so, like, yeah, play some mood-setting music, you know. And, yeah, that's the reason I added it. I thought it was a nice touch. And the listeners, I include music in a lot of my audios, and the listeners usually like it.
I loved it.
Totally. Yeah. This music in particular, it had such a, like, a 1970s game show vibe that it actually made the whole thing feel insane, right? Because you felt like you were actually listening to a game show on TV, and then it's such an insane game show. I don't know. It was perfect music.
Such a good point. Such a good point. Yes. That's, like, what sold it for me. And then, like, my favorite thing about it, though, was, like, the switch. So when you're, like, full, like, slutty mode and saying these, like, wild things to, like, okay, on to the next round. It was just, like, such a contrast. And I was like, oh, my God. But yet, I remained turned on. How? I don't know how.
Okay, so I'm comfortable revealing this, just so you know. I do a lot of, like, radio-adjacent work in real life, and I felt like, well, I've had experience doing that in real life, and I kind of wanted to bring it here and add, like, my own porny twist to it, because this is a very porny audio, let's be real. And, I think that's kind of, like, my main thing. Like, that's the thing I have going on for me. Like, my brand is kind of transitioning between, like, one tone to, like, really slutty. Like, usually it's, like, innocent to slutty, but for this it was kind of more, like, super objective show host to freaking nymphomaniac somebody. And I'm glad you like the switch, because I tried my best, like, really to make it as distinct as possible.
Oh, it really worked.
Distinct. Yeah, I mean, it really, really worked.
So, who edits for you? Do you edit yourself, or did Walter help you edit this?
I edit all of my audios myself, and sometimes I like listening to my old audios and just seeing how I've improved, because when I began, I was, like, a complete noob at editing. I still consider myself a noob at editing, but I'd like to think I got a bit better. So, yeah, I edit all of my audios, start to finish, and sometimes I get advice from, like, people that are a bit more experienced, but for the most part, I've done everything myself.
What are you using to edit? Are you using Audacity?
Sometimes I switch to Audacity just because it's a lot easier to, like, it's a lot easier to use. But I recently transferred to Reaper and Adobe Audition just because, like, there are a bunch more features for me to play around with.
Oh, nice. And was this a difficult one to edit? Because there are, you know, a lot of SFX cues.
Yes. I used a lot of, like, crowd sound effects because I really wanted to mimic that whole, like, live studio audience type of feel. Mm-hmm. Kind of make it a bit more exhibitionistic, like, remembering that people are watching you while you attempt this challenge. I really wanted to create that sort of experience. And it's a bit hard to find, like, really realistic ones. And, like, really realistic crowd-sounding audios. Actually, Walter... So Walter's a theater guy, and he's comfortable sharing this too, but Walter's a theater guy, and he said that he was willing, like, right before one of his shows to say some really absurd things to the audience and get them to, like, yell, "Cummies, cummies, cummies," because he works in, like, one of those really wild theater shows. And he was like, if I record that, like, just so you know, the mic quality is probably going to be really crappy, but if I record that, can you please include that in your audio? For many reasons that I cannot list right now, that show did not end up happening. But if I did, like if I ever had to recreate this audio, I'd probably want to go for that. Just have a bunch of people going, cummies, cummies, cummies.
Oh my God, that's honestly amazing. So what was the reception like for this audio?
Okay, so I'll admit that I was a bit scared to do the audio because, like, it had already received, like, really good fills, and I didn't want to be like, oh, here's my meager offering 1 year after the fact. And I expected people to be like, oh, because, like, you know, I never know when people on Reddit are going to be shitty and be like, oh, but this fill isn't as good as X or Y. Mm-hmm. But people were not like that, thankfully, and they were really nice. A lot of them played into the, like, the fantasy of the audio, which is the game show, and they were like, oh man, I guess I could just like walk away with $100. And that was really funny. So the reception was really good. I posted the audio after a particularly low point in my GWA career. I wasn't feeling really good about the content I created. Mm-hmm. I released an audio that I worked really, really hard on, and I didn't feel like it got the kind of reception I was hoping for. Mm-hmm. So when I released this audio, I was kind of like, no expectations, I'm just gonna release it because Walter and I thought it was fucking hilarious and people were on board, so that was nice.
I love that. I mean, I'm a sucker for the things that are funny, for sure. So if it makes me laugh, like, my opinion is if it turns the listener on, you've done your job. But if you make them laugh, like, you get a cookie. Like, you've exceeded all expectations.
Ryan cares about laughing more than cum, just saying.
That's pretty true.
I love you for that.
Like 100%, no doubt.
But I think, honestly, like a year, it had been a year since it had been filled, roughly. I mean, I didn't count the days or anything, but there's a lot of turnover on GWA. I wouldn't be surprised if 95% of your listeners weren't even aware that it had been filled before.
Yeah, that's the thing. So a lot of it is just like, a lot of anxiety, like, kind of built in my head. Mm. You kind of forget that people are, like, not creators that do this and obsess over this, kind of. And they're just, like, listeners that want to get off. So, yeah, to most people, it's just like, oh, I just happened upon this subreddit. I'm going to listen to it, and I'm going to appreciate it. And, you know, like, if they see another fill, they probably, like, are gonna listen to that too. Like, it's not a competition. Like, you're not competing for cummies. I hate the word cummies. I keep using it. It's okay. You can leave that in. I don't care anymore. I'm embracing it.
Just own it.
Cummies, cummies, cummies.
Oh my God. I'm obsessed with you. I'm so hot in this closet, but it's worth it for you. It's fucking worth it for you.
I'm so sorry.
No, I live for it. Okay, wait. There's... I just want to read a few of the comments. I'm not going to say the username or anything, mm-hmm. but some of these comments, fuck. So, this guy wrote, this is about the easiest 1 mil I'll ever get. Oh, and Jesus. Then he wrote, edit. I didn't get it. And then he wrote, edit two. In fact, I lost pretty easily. So, you won there. Another person said, so freaking cool. Seriously, I can't get enough of how good your voice is. Absolute chills. Stay awesome. Agree. Hard agree.
So I actually want to ask you a question, Allie, and we don't have to keep it in, but I'm dying to know. So sometimes, like, I don't get as many listens as you guys do, but I get comments occasionally, and sometimes people will be like, I came, right? And I never know what to say. Like, that's too much information for me. I'm pretty repressed. Like, I don't actually want to know that, but I'm glad you liked it. Like, does it freak you out when you get those comments, or are you like, yeah, you know, we got somewhere here?
Okay, so I guess with me, because I've been doing this for, I would assume, longer than you, I've kind of been desensitized to comments like that, and I make a point to, like, reply to each of my comments just because I feel bad not, like, not replying. I should probably, like, be a bit more discerning with the comments I reply to, honestly. But I usually just say, thanks for listening. Nothing more than that, because I don't want to, like, indulge them. Like, thanks for coming. Bye-bye.
Exactly. So, Allie, we always want to be asking the performers that join us for one piece of advice for new performers that are just getting into producing content. Seems like there's more new people every day. So what would you tell somebody that's just starting?
Okay, a bit of context for me. I verified back in January, and I didn't post until April. I waited a whole 3 months before I started posting because I was so scared. Because I know everybody says, like, don't compare yourself, and I'm trying to internalize that because really, like, everybody brings their own thing to the table. But I still struggle with that a lot. And I guess the one thing that I have to tell new creators is you should do what you want to do. You should make the content that you want to create. And if you enjoy what you create, people will come to you and all that nonsense. But at the same time, you're completely valid in thinking, like, oh, I really want this to be noticed. I want people to, like, listen to what I have, and I'll feel bad if people, like, don't, you know, comment on my things, or if they, like, don't upvote my things. Like, that's completely valid. You're completely valid in feeling that. You're completely valid in feeling like you want to be noticed, because you wouldn't really be posting on, you know, Leeway otherwise. Like, you want to share something.
Right.
So don't beat yourself up if you get kind of, like, caught up in that, but also, like, don't get caught up in that.
Yes.
What else? Don't feel pressured to add sound effects. Funny coming from me, who pressures herself to add sound effects, but, like, don't feel pressured. Like, people are gonna love whatever you want to put out there, and sound effects are just, like, a nice extra to that. Like, sometimes I don't even post audios with sound effects. You can mix it up. Don't feel pressured to stick to just one brand. For a while, I kind of forced myself to do cutesy things because people would, like, comment on my audios and they'd be like, you have such a sweet voice and stuff like that. And then the literal next week, I posted an audio about the nuclear apocalypse, or, like, an alternate history nuclear apocalypse. So that was fun. But, like, don't feel pressured to, like, stick to a brand. Like, it can be easy to feel like you have to, but I can guarantee that if you aren't completely into it, or you're only doing it because you think that's what people want to hear, you're probably going to burn out.
So true.
And also, another thing, I have a lot of advice because I'm kind of regurgitating
what Elle told me.
Another thing is friends, having friends in the community. It can be so freaking hard to get friends in the community. Holy crap. For the longest time, like, for 4 months, Walter, Escape Terrorist, was my only friend in the community. And I only recently, like, had to force a bunch of VAs together to be my friends. Thankfully, they were receptive. But
you didn't force us, you weirdo.
No, but really, it's really easy to feel isolated because you can feel... It can feel kind of weird because, you know, the whole thing with audios is that they're super intimate, but at the same time, like, you don't really know that person. Like, you just know their voice. It can feel weird to, like, reach out because you don't want to come off as a creep. But I promise you, most of the time, as long as you're, like, not a creep and if you're friendly, like, people are gonna talk to you. Like, try to make friends in the community. Like, this is a very nice community for the most part.
GWA is kind of structured in a way that makes it difficult to meet people because all you can really do is post audios and comment on audios. There's not, like, a forum for back and forth unless you get off of Reddit.
Yeah. I mean, there's, like, the chat, but that's a mixed bag.
Indeed.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but that's how I met Allie. And I think that's how I met you too, Ryan. I'm pretty sure that I was the aggressor in both of these relationships, just saying.
No, you were not aggressive at all.
Yeah,
you were the initiator.
Like, you're mine. You're gonna be mine. I'm gonna put it in my pocket.
Okay, I'm kind of into that. We can keep that. We can keep that explanation. We can keep that story.
I kind of live on a one for me, one for them ethic, where the problem is I have no idea what people want, so I'm always failing, but I try to put out one thing I really want to do that really speaks to me, and then follow it by one thing that I think the people that are listening to me want to hear. As I say, no, not terribly successful, but I feel like, you know, if you care at all about the content and really making something creative and interesting, like, mm-hmm. you could very, as you say, you could easily burn out if you're just pushing yourself to reach for listens and upvotes for and comments sure, and stuff. For
sure. Yeah, and with that being said, like, there's so many different ways to define success in GWA, and even then, you may not even want to define it as success, because there's so many different kinds of creators. Like, GWA is all across the spectrum. You have your people that do this for a living, the people that are, like, professional voice actors, and you also have the people that are, like, bored and trying to, like, just, like, fab and, like, share that with people, and that's totally valid. Like, you don't have to feel pressure to be, like, this big shot VA, like, that's not everybody here, and people, like, accept that and love that. Like, you can, like, craft your own niche and also, like, occasionally step away from that niche. You can do whatever you want.
So true.
I love that. Like, maybe knowing what your goals are is not something I'm very good at, but maybe very important. And being
open. Yeah. Like, because they might change, you know? Like, my goal was to just, like, fucking fuck to my own fucking voice with my partner. Like, literally, oh, that was what it was. Like, we were just like, this is hot. Like, this will be weird. Like, I can give you a blowjob while you listen to it. Like, it was literally just for us. And then it wasn't, you know? So, like, I also think part of it is just remaining open to the experience, obviously within what's comfortable for you, because it can change and evolve, especially as you get to know more people in the community. I mean, mm-hmm. Just knowing you two has changed so much for me, you know?
Ditto.
Yes.
Allie, you don't have to answer this, and I'll cut it, you know, if you don't like it, but I do want to ask a little bit about issues of identity protection and, like, what your thoughts are on the risks of participating in GWA.
Oh, no, for sure. You can definitely keep this in. So, for me, once again, I feel like people all across the spectrum have different responses to that, because I know some people, like, they're completely fine with having their whole face and their whole name out there. I'm not one of those people, and really, I just think that people should be aware and think of, like, the repercussions of, like, putting their name and face out there, because people on Reddit and the internet in general can be very scary, mm-hmm. So just please, please, please be careful with the information you share online. Like, you don't know what people could use to, like, threaten you or try to find you, so just be really careful when you participate in GWA for the first time. And yeah, if you choose to share your identifying things, like, you're free to do so. Just be aware of, like, what might come of that.
Yeah.
Hard agree. Well, Allie.
Yes.
I speak for both of us when I say that we love you so much and that you are such an absolute ray of sunshine in the whole GWA universe. You're talented, you're humble, and you're just, like, one of a kind, a true motherfucking star. Thank you so much for being our first guest. Sorry that we don't know what we're doing, but we deeply appreciate your willingness to kind of go on this journey with us. And at some point, because we're obsessed with so many of your audios, when we have our shit together and kind of know what we're doing, we'll do this again, and it'll really fuck.
Yeah, of course. I mean, I want to apologize because I feel like this is the first time I'm being interviewed for something GWA adjacent, so I might not know the right way to respond to questions yet. So I'm down to do, like, an encore if you ever want to in the future?
We obviously want to. Your apologies are no good here. We're obsessed with you. Period, point, motherfucking blank. We love you so much. Thank you. Oh.
Thank you, Allie. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.
That was so great. I mean, as you said at the end, we have no idea what we're doing, but all I wanted to do was talk to people that I love about the things that they create that I love, and I got so much out of this. I find it really interesting what Allie said about her interest in finding older content that could mm-hmm. be repurposed or never got a full hearing. I mean, I know that isn't the case with this particular script, but as a person that thinks of themselves primarily as a writer, I mean, as much as I loved Allie before, you know, I just adore her now. That's amazing.
It's literally impossible not to be obsessed with her. I can vouch. And I completely agree. I feel like obviously we're still figuring out like who the fuck we are as podcast hosts because we're just like audio porn people. So it's not necessarily like ideal yet. But honestly, at the end of the day, what matters the most, I think, is really being able to talk to these creators, these people who we listen to all the time during our intimate moments, and just hearing like, why do you do what you do? How do you do what you do? There's so much that we can learn from other creators. And I feel like, I hope that in doing this podcast, we can kind of like, I don't know, make like a little community vibe out of the whole thing. So I feel really good about it. And I could not agree more. I stan Allie so hard. Like, I'll keep going on. So I have to stop at some point.
Well, I hope, you know, if a person or even, you know, amazingly more than one person listen to this, they'll let us know if they got as much out of it as we did. I mean, this was a totally selfish undertaking. I just wanted to talk to people who were making things I loved about things that same. I love. But maybe other people will like it too. Our plan overall, Elle, was that we would alternate talking to, you know, female/trans female and male/trans male voices. So
yep. And bees.
Yeah. So I hope, exactly. So I hope that, you know, people will be interested enough to come back for our next episode. We don't have a guest as confirmed yet, but we very much want to continue to do this.
Agree. And we will.
Excellent.
This was so much fun, Ryan. You're the best. Yeah.
Thank you, Elle. It was fantastic for me. So I hope everyone will join us again for our next episode of Art of the Whore.
We love you guys. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Cummies, cummies, cummies.
You need to call your therapist.